Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is Straight Out of Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
You heard it. I'm RJ live, coast to coast. 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Action packed hour for you Wednesday. Bottom of the hour, the biggest question in each of the four NFL playoff games this weekend. If you know the question that's key, it helps you pick the winner. That's going to be our first extended look at the playoffs. Also, what does the NFL tell us? What are they telling us with these coaching hires? It's what everyone's talking about. Colin was talking about it a bunch today. And I think it's telling us something pretty important. Speaking of the NFL, Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, joins us in studio. Also, all the college knowledge, Brad Powers. Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. But you can't have pros without Joes. He is Jonas Knox.
Always good to be here, RJ, on Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. And we start in the NFL. Two more head coaching positions have been filled. The Cleveland Browns have hired Freddie Kitchens to take over the team. The Denver Broncos have hired Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio as their new head coach. So we're going to look at this from a couple of different angles, first of which being their path to get there. We've got four offensive coaches that have been hired and one defensive coach with three spots still remaining. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on the split?
Well, I think this is such a fascinating conversation. We were in our Straight Out of Vegas production meeting looking at DVOA, an advanced metric, comparing offense and defense. And that's the question. How important is offense? How important is defense when it comes to winning in the NFL in 2019? I don't know if you heard, it's 2019. Did you know that, Fez?
I'm writing it down.
I'm guessing you wrote 2018 a few times in the last week.
I wrote 2009 once.
Recently?
Yes.
At least he's honest. But things have changed. And I would make the following point, and I'm going to ask this question and answer honestly. 7 years ago, let's just use a lucky seven. It's been a while. Not that long ago, 2012. Doesn't, when Romney and Obama were running, doesn't seem like that long ago. All right? Okay. If you would have had a team that was the second best offense and the 19th best defense, and oh, by the way, that's what we have with the Rams. All right? So this year, the Rams, Fez, you've thought at various times one of the best teams of the decade, the Rams. Now, have you come back? I can't remember. Have you come back on that?
Yeah, we've curbed our enthusiasm.
A little bit there. Okay. But still a top team. Where do you get the Rams in your power ranking?
Third best team.
Okay. So second best offense by DVOA, 19th best defense for the Rams. You're saying add it up. It's the third. It's like, well, wait a minute. Two plus 19 is 21 divided by 2 is 10.5. How in the heck are they third? Okay. Now, imagine a team that had the 19th best offense and the second best defense. 7 years ago, 2012, I would have said those are equal teams. Offense and defense both matters. And actually come playoff time,
I'd prefer the team that was number two in defense because with the colder weather and the conditions.
Defense wins championships.
Exactly.
I've heard that a few times. Today, if you've got the second best defense and the 19th best offense, you're probably sitting at home watching. In fact, if you look at the offensive ranks of the eight teams left, number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Then you've got the Colts, number 10. Now you can make the case the Colts should be better than that. Andrew Luck wasn't healthy at the beginning of the year. And if you look over the last 11 games, the Colts, 10 wins, 1 loss is straight up. Obviously better than they were when they started 1-4. But season long, Colts are 10. Philadelphia, number 16. But you could make the case Philadelphia this season, the way they played, wouldn't have made the playoffs. It was Nick Foles stepping in and playing better. At least the whole offense was playing better than 16. And then Dallas at 24. Now, Dallas is interesting because the idea, their defense isn't that great. In fact, the Dallas D is 9. So the idea you got 9 and 24, 9 on defense and 24 in offense is not the recipe to succeed in 2019. They're the aberration, and we can talk about what we think that means. But also notice Colts underdog, Philadelphia underdog, Dallas underdog. So amongst the favorites this week in the division round, four of the five favorites, or all four of the favorites, are top five in offense. Now, let me say that one more time. We're in our final eight teams. We've got four favorites in those four games. And those four favorites all are in the top five in DVOA offense. By the way, the best defense, the Bears. They're sitting at home. Second best defense, Ravens. They're sitting at home. After that, a lot of them didn't even make the playoffs amongst the elite Ds. In fact, the best defense amongst these teams. So as we said, the five best offenses in the playoffs right now in the final eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. All right. The five best defenses, Chargers are number 8, Dallas is 9, Colts are 10. Well, that's kind of surprising. They're all in a row. Saints are 11, and New England is 16. Rams are 19, KC's 26. I do think it's interesting. We kind of got an idea. Well, there's great offenses and bad defenses. Well, actually, no. There's only one defense of the final eight worse than 19 based on DVOA. So what we're seeing here is to be really good in the NFL in 2019, You've got to have a great offense, but you can't have a bad defense. Now, Kansas City, which has the number one offense, is trying to compensate. By being so great on offense, they can compensate. But boy, I tell you, usually numbers point you in a direction, but they don't paint such a clear picture. I mean, four favorites on division round weekend are on the top five in offense, and there isn't one team left in the top. The top seven defenses in the NFL are all sitting at home. Boy, that is strong. Jonas, I mean, you're a fan. As you've watched these games, as the NFL has evolved, it feels like this snuck up on us. That we could say, oh, offense is a little more important than defense. It's like almost like defense doesn't matter. Now, I know it does. You can't be horrible. But boy, it doesn't seem close to 50-50 anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, we always were taught growing up. I know you're growing up a Steeler fan. If you can play defense and run the ball, you got a chance. And it's just not the case anymore. The game is changing. It's evolving. It benefits the offense. And I think we just assumed it was going to be the same old thing when we got in. We haven't seen the points, but you've got to have an offense that can go down the field and get you points when you need it. Example, Philadelphia could, Chicago couldn't. That's why they're playing this weekend.
I think very well said. And you've got to handicap accordingly. If you want to be a smart fan and know more than your buddies, if you want to win money, whatever it is, stuff from even 10 years ago, it's just not applicable. And there's a lot of old timers in the sports betting business, media, whatever you want to call it, touts. They got their trends from the 80s, and it's good defense and rushing for this many yards, and okay, fine. But history is not necessarily applicable. And that's what makes and what Fezzik has done as, you know, one of the most successful and one of the most famous professional sports bettors in the world.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f-ing world.
It's the amazing part of it isn't any given time. You won the Super Contest twice, back to back. That's amazing. But in a weird way, what's more amazing is, and that was what, 2009 and 10?
2008 and 9.
8 and 9. What's more amazing is as early as 2002, you were a professional bettor making a living at it. And now in 2019, you're still making a living at it. That is tough. Why? Because we all change, right? People have kids. 10 years ago, you didn't have a kid, Fez. Now you got a boy you're playing chess with. You got to find a way to spend that time and still be a grinder, right?
Well, I'm up at 6:30 a.m. a lot more now, RJ.
There you go. And on the other hand, though, we all change, right? So 10 years ago, you were, you know, 44. Now you're 54, right? Is that the right age?
55.
And we all change. Now, in theory, you're getting smarter. But at a certain point, you start losing energy. At a certain point, the synapses don't quite fire the same. I haven't mentioned it, but oh, fair enough. And at a certain point, you can't bench 200 pounds, though you just did a few months ago. So yeah, we all change as people. But what makes it even tougher is the market itself changes. If you were one of the best bettors in the world, sports, in 2010, and you completely went off the grid, right? You got the Winnebago, you went out into the country, Jeremiah Johnson style, right? And making your beans in the iron skillet. You come back and you said, you know, I'm out of money. I'm just going to do a couple of years and kill the NFL. That handicapper, in fact, you were right in the middle of it there, winning Super Contest. That handicapper is going to get his butt handed to him in 2019. Now, if he's a great handicapper, he's going to go back and figure out what happened. He's going to evolve his style. But boy, the game has changed. And we see it with coaches. Some coaches are pretty competent for a while. And then eventually they're like, oh, the game has passed them by. Same thing from a Vegas perspective. Would you agree?
Oh, strong win. Just the analytics. The Eagles going for it on 4th and 2 when the old school coaches punt, it makes a big difference.
So when we come back, and this is such a macro topic, and I think it's teaching us a lot about the evolution of the NFL. We're going to finish about the offense defense, but also discuss youth versus experience when it comes to coaches, because Colin Cowherd's been ranting. I actually think he's wrong about this one.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CNR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, a deeper dive into the new coaching carousel in the NFL.
Each weekday, we have fun bringing the fun of Vegas straight to you right now on the Strip. 62 degrees. You heard it. January 62, living the dream. and the Neon is chugging along.
So a few minutes ago here on Straight Outta Vegas, and if you missed any of it, you can catch the podcast after the show. We had a pretty compelling discussion about offense versus defense and how much it's changed in the last decade. RJ, there's actually a deeper conversation to be had with it outside of what we talked about a few minutes ago. What does Vegas think looking deeper into the offense versus defense trend in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, to me, and let's just recap the headline. The headline is the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 defense are all eliminated. There's not a single team in the final eight that made the top seven in defense. So imagine in business you set goals, right? So the goal is let's have the best defense. Well, what's the parent goal to that? The parent goal is going to be make the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. So the number one team, best defense, we're not playing in the final division, you know, from the divisional round on. Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, defense all out. Now, if you flip on the other side, offense, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 all still playing. So I get it. Defense wins championships. Most people know that's out. That's outdated. Offense is more important than defense. I think most listeners know that too. But to the degree that's the case, that offense is king, it just is mind-blowing. If you're in the top five in offense, you are playing today, 100%. And if you're in the top seven in defense, you're not playing today, 100%. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Brad, I've got a few ideas why. One, I think rules. The rules are getting eaten. And let's not, I'm not making a value judgment, right? I mean, the existential crisis for the NFL is head injury. If kids stop playing football, eventually football won't be king. So they got to do what they got to do, okay? But I think it's more than just the rules. I think it's the popularity of football itself, the seven-on-sevens. Now, you're the college expert. You actually do some serious work when it comes to high school recruiting. Rumor was you used to bet, you used to have to lay 120, but you bet a few high school games when you're back. I'm not saying you did or didn't. Explain to me why the change at the high school level is affecting offense being so dominant today.
Well, you mentioned it's seven on sevens. There's more specialization at the high school level. And kids, when you were growing up, RG, playing three different sports, that's not necessarily the case. If you want to
not very well, but I was.
Yes, three different sports. Specialization is the key. Now this kid is playing football 12 months out of the year, so you get specialization at the quarterback spot, and we're seeing it not only in the NFL, these young guys being able to compete immediately, but even at the college. Very recently, last 4 or 5 years, these very young quarterbacks can come in right away and win at a championship level.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, obviously the story of the week so far in sports, but I would make the case prior to just a couple years ago, there's never been a freshman quarterback in college football that was a massive difference maker, right? And now, just in the last couple years, we've had more than a few make a difference.
Yeah, before Johnny Football in 2012, none. And Johnny was a redshirt freshman. Then the year after, Jameis Winston was a redshirt freshman.
But
before
that's one, zero. Even before red. But I'm saying true freshman.
Yeah, true freshman now.
So I think it's specialization, but I also think it's weather. It's 7-on-7. Where are the recruiting hotbeds? And this drives who has the best teams oftentimes. Florida, Texas, California. And what are they doing in the spring? Are they running track and field?
No.
Are they playing baseball? And not only are they getting ready for football, these players, young teenage players, but they're throwing the ball. Because if you're by yourself, you're not necessarily working on tackling. You're not necessarily working on blocking. You're throwing the ball. And I tell you this, whatever you do in life, whatever you are going to involve yourself in, we always talk about discipline. And Colin talks about being buttoned up. And that is important. But it's also what's your default. So let's think about, let's say, hip hop or rappers, let's say, is if you see it depicted in movies, and obviously movies are an imperfect depiction, it's oftentimes, let's look at 8 Mile, for example. There's the kid, he doesn't have much going on, but he's got his little black notebook and he's writing in it on the bus And he's also, whenever he can have three people watch him, he wants to rap. He wants to do his thing, whatever that thing is. In soccer, in Argentina, Brazil, Germany, what are the kids doing? They're walking around with a soccer ball. They're hitting that. They're playing that ball like it's an extension of them. And oh, by the way, when you see them play soccer when they're 23, it feels like an extension of them because it's what their passion is for. And today, you don't see many 17-year-old kids saying, I want to concuss the opponent or I want to strip sack them. You're seeing them walking around with their footballs, throwing outside in between classes, and it's what is in the DNA of the football players today. It's offense, it's throwing, and I think just the skill set of these offenses and the quarterbacks and the receivers today versus 20 years ago is really night and day. And if anything, I think it's going to be more and more like that. And if you really think about it, if the rules keep evolving towards offense and the skill set for football keeps evolving to offense, I think we're going to look back now as a time of defense in 10 years. I guess we'll see. But to wrap it all up, well, the decision makers, the owners, the billionaires, yeah, we can say they're out of it. Those stupid billionaires, yeah, probably not true. They're saying offense, offense, offense. And yeah, if you're the best defensive coordinator, maybe we'll give you a job. But so far, four of the five coaches hired, offensive focus.
Another aspect here on Straight Out of Vegas we're going to take a look at is the youth versus experience movement in the NFL when it comes to the head coaching hires. RJ, what does Vegas make of the decision-making of owners to hire youth over experience?
I got to tell you, I think that we might all be asking the wrong question. And Colin Cowherd, ranting and raving, old school Colin. I remember The Sopranos when Richie Aprile goes, I'm old school, Janice. Well, Colin feels Richie Aprile style, maybe. Not necessarily running people over with trucks. But the idea that, oh, we got the kids, not really kids, right? The 30-somethings, the 40-somethings with abs and the hair gel and all that. And I get it, right? I love the idea you got to earn your stripes. I love the idea that a guy like Belichick, he's forgotten more about football than you'll ever know. And, you know, the idea that Belichick's going to say, well, Maslin ran a single win back in 47. That's the way we're going to stop the Wildcat. But the question is, who are these people? If we say old school coaches, they put their time in. We got Belichick. We got Andy Reid. I think Arians certainly falls onto that list of elite old school coaches, experience. But here's the question. Who's next on the list? So let's think about, wouldn't Lovie Smith be on that list, right? And what happened when Lovie Smith leaves and a young coach comes in? With the Rams, there might be a coach. Some would say old school. Oh, it's all about defense. Oh, he made the Super Bowl. And I don't see a lot of people rushing to hire that fellow.
Jeff Fisher.
So, obviously. So now, the question is, and let me open up the question. Jonas, Brad, Fez, who's the next tier of these old school coaches? Even guys coaching today, I mean, on the field that you think, if I was a GM, yeah, you'd want Belichick. Yeah, you'd want Andy Reid. Yeah, you'd want Bruce Arians. And I'm not saying there's not a couple more. Who's after that?
Pete Carroll.
All right, Pete Carroll. Go ahead.
Harbaugh.
Okay. I hear you. Because now you look at I think John Harbaugh is a brilliant coaching mind, but it feels like Jim's getting passed by. And you know, again, not that Jim Harbaugh isn't necessarily a really, really good coach, you know, and some people critique him.
He smells.
But the fact of the matter is he's a good coach. But is he in the conversation with Dabo Sweeney?
No.
If somehow Michigan would have got in, would you think they would have stopped Clemson?
No.
No, it feels like they're playing a different game. Those old, Belichick's playing a new game. Andy Reid's playing a new game. Arians played a new game. You know, I think he still will be. Who else?
There is really no.
So one. I get it. You give me the next Belichick, come on, I'll hire him. Give me Andy Reid, I'll hire him. But if you don't have those guys, now you've got a choice. You got a choice between, or let's just say if you don't have those guys as a potential hire, right? If you don't have that choice to hire them, now you've got another choice as a GM, as an owner, which is I can get an average old school guy or I can get an average new school guy. And to me, I'd rather a great old school guy or even a good one than an average new school. But if the question is between an average old school and an average new school, which seems to be the question, well, I'll take the average new school because what I'm seeing is offense is king, as we just said. And most of these guys, if not all of the new young guys, are offensive coaches. I'll be honest with you. If you look at Nagy in Chicago, there was a lot of doubts. Like, you know, how many times has he called plays? And if you look at even Peterson with the Eagles, it was the same question. Well, wasn't Andy Reid really the OC? And maybe, I don't know the answer to those questions, but what I know is Nagy's pretty successful. Peterson's pretty successful. And it brings up a point to finish here. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking about the evolution, the direction in the NFL, and how, yes, old school, if you're great, sounds great. But if you're not great, boy, those old school average coaches don't seem, you know, where's Jason Garrett on? I mean, just look at the coaches that people don't tend to like. You know, obviously Marvin Lewis is gone now, but if you look at those lists, it's a lot of old school guys that aren't great.
McCarthy.
And he's one, some would say he's borderline great. I don't think he was, but even he got fired. Now, we could say that, and maybe McCarthy deserves a job. I think McCarthy's one of the 32 best coaches. But, boy, I don't know about the guy below him on the list, right? However you make your list. But here's what Mike Lombardi said last year that I thought was super insightful. Former GM for the Browns. Mike Lombardi said he was always looking for the next Belichick. Who's the guy that can come in and do everything exceptionally well? And that was a rare thing, but if you could find them, you had a winner. You know, Bill Parcells, however you want to make that list. Okay. Those guys aren't around, all right? They're not there. If Bill Parcells was 45, I'd hire him, okay? He's not. Those guys aren't around. So the question becomes, how do you compile what you need for a head coach? And I think it's fascinating if you look at McVay, because McVay for the Rams is supposed to be the prototype. But who did they hire on defense? In a way, they pretty much said, McVay, you're going to run the offense. Phillips is going to run the defense. And it's almost like we got two head coaches here, but we're going to give it to you in name because we need that to get you here because someone else is going to grab you up. I mean, that's the story. So if you look at Peterson at the Eagles, a lot of people would say what we're seeing this year, now obviously they surged at the end, was about the fact they lost Frank Reich, was about the fact that they lost some other coaches, and that he had an amazing staff around him. This idea of the one genius that is going to make everything work, that might be outdated today, or even if it's not outdated, it's going to be rare to find it. So what you got to figure out is, how do I get good defense, good offense, good special teams, good leadership, good metagame strategy, when to punt, when to go on fourth down? If you actually made a list of all the skills it takes to be an elite NFL organization, then ask yourself, what's the most difficult to find? What is the most expensive? And I would make the case the most expensive skill set to find in the NFL is elite offensive strategy. And we just talked at length why that skill set is the most important skill set, because offense is king. So if offense is king in the NFL, which it unequivocally is, and the skill set that most contributes to offense is your offensive coaching, from the coaching side, obviously. That's the, you want a great quarterback, but from the side of non-players, it's about coaching. And if that's the most expensive, when I say expensive, meaning a guy like Freddie Kitchens that entered this year not even a coordinator, becoming a head coach means, and a guy like Kingsbury, who Colin had some amazing stats today when they didn't play Kansas and it was another, you know, power.
Not an FCS school.
Non-FCS school. Do you got the number?
Well, in Big 12 play outside of Kansas, 13-35 as a head coach, not playing Kansas.
Is that
in
bad?
The Big 12?
In the Big 12 play.
And now he's a head coach?
Yeah.
In the NFL. So what it's telling you is the market is saying that skill set is the most important. And unless you disagree, if you disagree, then go hire a defensive coach because you got the best one. Think about it. Denver decided to hire a defensive coach. They got unequivocally the best defensive coach. But if you think offense is 10 times more valuable or 5 times more valuable, do you take the 5th or 7th best and then fill in the blanks in other ways? It's not about leadership necessarily. Maybe someone else plays that role. Maybe it's the senior defensive guy. I think these teams are being fairly smart. Unless you fund, if it's true that offense is king, you got to get a great offensive mind in to your team, on your team. And the going price for a great offensive mind is you give him the head coaching job. You're not going to get a great offensive mind if you don't pay that price. Question is it worth it? We're going to find out. In just 1 minute, we're going to break down the 4 biggest questions on the 4 NFL games this weekend.
That's coming up next. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, it's Ralph Ervin.
Well, thank you very much, Jonas. And we begin with the Cleveland Browns, who've yet to officially announce that Freddie Kitchens will be their new head coach. It is expected the team already fired Greg Williams, the interim head coach and defensive coordinator from this past season. The Denver Broncos, they'll be bringing in Vic Fangio again. The official announcement has not yet come, although Fangio did tweet earlier today that he cannot wait to bring a Super Bowl to the best franchise in NFL history. Gary Kubiak, he'll be moving down from the front office to be the Broncos offensive coordinator. Bruce Arians, hired by the Buccaneers yesterday. Today he confirmed Todd Bowles will be his defensive coordinator.
You know, he's another one that's like a son to me, so I was more talking to him about his future. You know, we all get fired. I've been fired so many times I can't count them all. But then it led to this, and he thought hard about it. I was doing my best sales job, and it's happened. So we're really excited to be back together.
Having already earned his degree at Alabama, quarterback Jalen Hurts has entered his name into the transfer portal to a necessary step to allow him to be contacted by other programs where he could be eligible to play next season at the new school. Where is he headed? Well, right now you can find odds at plus 150 that he joins Dana Holgerson at Houston. 3-1, it's Arizona. 4-1, it's Maryland. Or at 5-1, TCU or UCLA. Back to you.
Thanks, Ralph. We are straight out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in about 12 minutes from now here on FSR, we will have Best Bets, your opportunity to make a little bit of coin on a Wednesday night. I am Jonas Knox, the voice of you, the fan. He is the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yeah, and we're going to go through these 4 games. I'm going to do a tease here, Jonas, is we're going to wait. We're going to do a game or two now. And then past the break, I want to do the Kansas City game. We've got a stat that applies in the Kansas City game that is 2-19 against the spread. Now, who's going to want to bet that game without knowing that stat?
All right, let's knock out a couple of these big games coming up this weekend. It is the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and we're going to start in L.A., where the Rams are a 7.5-point favorite hosting the Cowboys.
Steve Fezzik, NFL expert, what is the question? If we get the answer to this question, we've got the winner.
Gurley's health, how close to 100% is Todd Gurley?
Okay, so what are you reading? Now, this is where there's going to be the stuff on the TV, and then there's the beat writers. There's the Twitter follows that tell you even more sometimes. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that he's limited in practice. So he's at practice, but he's been limited, and there's talk early.
No, limited in practice is a designation that they have to put in when a player's limited. It doesn't tell you much. Like, sometimes you'll see limited at practice, and then the people that know say 100% he's going to play. Other times, hey, we're skeptical he's going to play. So what are we knowing? And if we don't know, this is what we dig into. Yet it's still only Wednesday. What are you seeing so far?
Yeah, we do not know yet. My gut tells me, RJ, that the fact that he didn't play week 16 or week 17, I don't think he's 100%.
Yeah, but I guess how much, what percentage does he need to be? Because it strikes me he could have played those weeks. And in a weird way, the fact he did, there's two ways to look at it. One is he could have played those weeks and he didn't, which makes him more ready to play now. Or it could be, well, he didn't play those weeks, so that means he's limited now. I kind of lean towards that he could have played, and thus we probably get arrested Gurley. Yeah, let's do one more game, Jonas. Now.
From L.A. to New England we go, where the Patriots are a four-point favorite hosting the Chargers.
Here's my biggest question. The travel for the Chargers. A couple weeks ago, so the last week of the NFL season.
At
Denver.
Let's
think about that. That was at Denver. Okay, so this is the third trip. Okay, so they went from L.A. to Denver, halfway across the country, and back. Then, first week of the playoffs, L.A. to Baltimore. It's about as far as you can go, and back. And now all the way into New England. Brad, you got a number on this.
Yeah, I just figured this up during the break. Last 3 weeks, counting all the travel, more than 10,000 miles for the Chargers. Mileage for the Patriots in that same time frame, zero.
Yeah, think about it. Pats, week 16, home. Week 17, home. Week playoff round one, home, bye, versus a team in that same time doing 10,000 miles, one additional game. And I think one more fact on this game is the fact they had to prepare for such a quirky offense, Chargers against Ravens. Now, all that prep time, they're changing back almost like a junk ball pitcher one game and a fastball pitcher the next. Sometimes that transition is a challenge. When we come back, we're going to give you that amazing 2-19 ATS trend that applies to the Chief games.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of You, the Fan. Coming up here in just a couple of moments, we dive back in to the NFL playoffs here on Straight Outta Vegas. But first, there are a couple of NBA TV games going on, 8 p.m. Eastern time, a little over an hour from now. They tip off. It's the Bucks and the Rockets right now on pregame.com. Milwaukee is a 1.5-point favorite.
And you like this game, Fez.
Yeah, I bet Milwaukee minus 1.5. It is all about Houston fatigue here. It's their fourth game in 7 nights. That's no big deal, but all games are not created equal. And the last 3 games for Houston against Western Conference contending teams, Golden State, game of the year, Houston wins by 1. Then they have to go to Portland, and they just played Denver. So this is the fourth straight game for them against a contending team, and Harden has been tremendous. You got to worry about his fatigue. He's had to shoulder all the offense with Chris Paul out. I think maybe
so. We got a thinned out team, a team that's been on the road a bunch, or a team that's played a lot recently in the Rockets, a team that's thinned out. Now, that Denver game, was that at home or away?
The Denver game was at home, and they won by 12.
Okay, but then that Golden State game was away, which was like the game of the year so far, and then they had another road game after that.
Correct.
So this is a fatigue play.
Yes, and Milwaukee's in cruise control. They just got done with a long homestand.
Interesting. And your pick, to be explicit?
Milwaukee minus 1.5.
After the Bucks and the Rockets, it's the Pistons at the Lakers. Right now, LA is a 2-point favorite.
And remember, guys, we're not going to bet all 4 NFL games. We're not betting every TNT game, every ESPN game. I do think it's interesting. Let's gain a little perspective Laker-wise without LeBron. Since his injury, 7 games, 2 wins, 5 losses straight up, 2-5. ATS against the spread, 3 wins of the 7, so 3-4. So underperforming, Fez, the Lakers, by any reasonable measure since, and that's based on expectations, which dropped drastically when LeBron's out, still falling short the Lakers. Any thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I don't like the spot for the Lakers. The fact that it's their third game in 4 nights and the first 2 games were both on the road. I avoided this game.
Back to the NFL we go, guys, and we go to the AFC where the Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Indianapolis Colts. KC, a 5.5-point favorite.
And to me, this is the trend of the week. You're going to hear it here first. Pregame.com research uncovered this one. If you have a quarterback which is making their first start in the playoffs, obviously that's what you have with Mahomes. We thought, let's go back and look at the 32 starters currently. Now, you can make some decisions like Nick Foles is being considered the starter now, though you would say on the depth chart, he's not. Like, we have Alex Smith as the starter. So pretty much in a perfect world, you know, coming in, I guess, Madden this year, who the starter would have been is the way to think about it. And here's what's amazing. There's a handful of starters that haven't played any playoff games. So Rosen, we don't have any numbers on. Mayfield, we don't have numbers on. So think about the list. Sam Darnold, we don't. But amongst the players, starting quarterbacks, these are the best quarterbacks in the world. Their first playoff start when they weren't playing against another first-time starter. And we're going to double back and make sure all the numbers are exactly right. But this is the general range. 2-19 against the spread with one push. So forget the push. We got 21 games where you've got what the situation Mahomes is in. You've got a first-time starter. And they're playing someone that has experience. The spread, by definition, is expectation. This is what was expected. 2 times out of the 21, the first-time starter exceeded expectations. 19 times out of 21, they fell short of expectations. Boy, if you're thinking of betting KC, you better consider that.
It is the biggest question of each NFL game this weekend. Final one, the Saints, an 8-point favorite hosting the Eagles.
This one, to me, is simple. Do we look at the drop-off the Saints had on that three-game road trip because their defense played exceptionally well for the most part during that three-game road trip, but the offense looked horrible for the Saints relative to how they looked most of the year. If you believe that that's the new level for the Saints offense, then the Saints aren't the best team. They've got a good offense in that case and a good defense. But if that offense for the Saints is as good as it was at home and they came back and played one more home game before that last game that they didn't play their starters, and in that game at home, they again ran it up. So it really becomes a question of how good the Saints are offensively. Is it what we saw during those three down games on the road, or is it what we've seen at home? And if you answer that question, you know who to pick in the game.
The Odd Couple is next here. We are straight out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.